Marvin's obviously late, which I expected.
Well, Marvin,
BPT. We all know it's just what it is.
Marvin's been quiet lately, man.
But you got that contract money. Maybe he's too sedity for us now, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Who else rightfully does Nike have right now on the male sprinting side that they can throw a large amount of money at? I mean, it has to be divvied up between what? Coleman and Marvin, on the American side at least.
And Norman.
Unless they reconfigure Norman's contract, then that's something different, you know, because obviously his contract was for probably the 400.
We're getting a lot of mixed reviews as far as what people think Michael Norman's going to run.
I told you, my money on Norman.
I don't see how he's going to slip in that top three. But
the stats that this man has put out from the four all the way down to the one, if he does it consistently, you can't count that man out. This might be one of the most exciting eras of male sprinting, man.
I feel something brewing this year, man. Look at Doc. You keep on coming in the chat. Look at man. Look at, he keeps complaining about me not bringing him on, Doc. Let me watch him. Everyone, pay attention. I'm sending the invite.
What do y'all want, man?
Oh, big up the one name.
What do you want, man? What do y'all want? What do y'all want, man? I'm busy. Jay Cat.
What's good?
What are y'all doing, dude? Do y'all claim me as a friend now? I mean, you see,
don't do
like,
that.
Y'all used to be my friends. I thought we had something. Clearly we don't.
That's you, man. What you been up to, yo?
Dude, I coach now, dude. People let me coach their kids. You see it. Texas Western University.
Oh, nice, jump coach. Okay, so you're really doing the thing of the coaching business now, yo.
I'm gonna stay low key. I'm gonna stay low key till noise is being made.
You still do track workouts, huh?
Who?
You.
My A skips are snapping. My A skips are snapping. Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I'm good for one of everything. I thought about coming back for Masters, but you know, whatever.
Oh, you would murder. Yeah, that's a...
Maybe Gad let me have a medal now. You know what I mean?
You remember when you called and talked about that Doc idea?
Oh, yeah. I think that's
a strong possibility for that to happen, you know?
I could probably tease it right now, but, you know, they might
take
that.
You want to talk about it right now? I'll talk about it.
But, you know, you aren't going to call, though.
I mean, considering what happened last season, I feel like it's perfect timing, you know?
I mean, man, Gad know what's up. Gad been part of it as long as I have.
Yeah, we might as well talk about it, yo. We stay talking about this on Sprint Culture, yo. So look at Doc a couple years ago hollered at me. I was like, yo, man, I got an idea for a documentary. We would call it When the Baton Dropped. And it's basically about the relay debacles of the USA through the years. Basically focusing on how you guys have the obvious best talent in the world in the sprints, but for whatever reason, aren't able to do it in a relay. Just go over some of those moments and kind of
that would hit, actually.
It would hit. And considering what has happened recently as well, like it's a thing, dog. Like you were saying, you guys,
yeah,
man.
We all know the deal. I got enough receipts to speak on it too. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it would be good for some of y'all to get some shit off your chest, as far as if you have, how y'all feel about the whole situation.
Oh, yeah,
I would love to produce something like that. I think it would be a good watch, yo. The Dream Team came out with the Redeem Team. It's basically the same thing, yo. But they got their shit together. I feel like y'all gotta get your shit together too. It's a matter of time, but it's just, at least I think it is.
You low key be throwing shade, bro.
What you talking about?
What you mean with them, huh? What?
I'm not sure. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just throwing light on the gold medalists who just happen to be Canadians.
There you go.
Where I'm from, Canada.
Well, that's what happened. You know, every once in a while, when you let little brother beat you up, he don't never stop, bro. Golly. You let little brother beat you up, dog.
He's got to mention it.
Full Nelson.
What's the point of winning if you can't talk about it?
Nelson, dog. He always talk about it. I get it. Take your shots. It's
not even shots. I'm just pointing out what happened.
Don't give that to him. He be doing shots every Wednesday. He doing these shots every time.
This is what he do. This is probably why he invited me on.
Just pointing out what happened. Do you know Justin's preparing for one-on-one race with Usain Bolt?
What you mean?
He's preparing for it.
Ass, what are you doing?
It's going to happen.
Where's the race going to be at, Ass?
Are you promoting that? What are you doing, Ass?
It's between Kingston and London. No, I'm just joking. No, we don't know. We don't have a venue yet, but that'll be discussed. That'll be in the talks. You guys can negotiate that, you know what I'm saying? But did you know that's about to happen, Doc?
I did not know that.
Do you know that Justin has not yet seen the Usain Bolt documentary?
That made two of us.
You haven't seen it either?
Nah.
Maybe Americans just don't want to watch it.
There you go again.
No, but I feel like that's interesting because it's a really good...
You could just say maybe y'all, not Americans. We're American, but you could just say maybe y'all.
You knew what I was talking about, but...
No, I didn't.
It's, oh, well, the Americans. So I'm just not American. Can I refer to y'all as Americans? You're American, right? Y'all call me Canadian all the time, and I'm like, yeah. But yeah, Justin hasn't watched it, and he was brought up a lot in the doc.
Really?
And I know that after Justin sees it, he's going to start training to rectify the situation.
Look, I just thought if I'm in that race, you know, I'm putting myself in there now. Every 100 he was in, he broke the world record that I was in.
You were in New York. You were in New York.
I was in New York. I was in Beijing.
You were in Beijing.
And I was in.
And you were in Berlin. Oh, I was in Berlin. You're in all the races. That's crazy, dog.
That's not a fun stat. He ain't broke one since.
Your dog, so what do you think about these new shoes, yeah?
Yeah, Chico shoes, yeah.
They've been referred to as such. So is that what you...
I'll come... Hey, I'll... give you boy a prayer. Hey, Jay's up.
Jay, go put them on and go race the kids, man.
Hey, I'm good for one rep. Hey. What we really talking about?
I think it makes for interesting conversation. Because, yo, there's probably a time in history where people were like, oh, they're using blacks now. We's out there pushing out for dirt. These cats are using blacks now. I think that's where we're at right now. No, for real. The shoes is doing all this. That's where we're at right now, dog.
Or jerseys to spandex.
Hell yeah. Oh, so they're wearing bodysuits. For real. These cats suck now. That's how they were. Big up the one name.
What's going on, fellas?
What's good?
Marvin just signed a new contract. We don't know what he's sitting in right now. He probably sitting in something new at the dealership as we speak.
That's bad, bro.
He looked like...
Oh, I thought there was a fish tank in the car.
No, there was a fish tank in my bed.
I was like, you rolling like that, dog? You just signed a dotted line, B.
Hey, yeah. It was, man. Don't hate on that young man. That's what fish
he got a fish tank in the ride?
Don't you ever roll up with no damn fish tank in your car, bro.
Hey, Marvin, do you, bro? Don't let these old heads. That's what you want. Somebody put fish tank in their shoes back in the day. So look, do what you want. Right.
So Marvin, what's up, man? You happy?
Yep, I'm good. Listen, they gave me everything I wanted.
There you go. Dang. That's why. Dang. Now he ain't stressed, boy. That's why he sleep right now at 9 o'clock. Good.
Let's just go over how the whole thing went, because you hadn't signed, Fred hadn't signed, Marcel hadn't signed. So yeah. World champion, Olympic champion, and Marvin got second at the World Championships and came third World Indoors, all Nike. So there's all their option years. So Nike had to come up with all this money. Marvin basically held out to see what people were going to do.
I'm going to address something. I'm not running at New Balance. I've seen somebody ask.
Marvin.
Somebody just asked me what the reason is, and it's because I'm actively in the middle of a contract negotiation. We ain't agreed to what I want, so I'm not stepping onto Iran for free and for cheap way too long.
Bet on you. Bet on you.
Listen, man, I can't say it better myself.
Like, how does this impact your outlook on the season now, man?
All a part of the plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at the landscape of track and field and the guys that's been doing anything, look at every podium. Like, pretty much those guys came out as national champions or collegiate record holders. So, you know, it comes with that money. You know what I'm saying? But then you got, you know, somebody like me who came back to the sport. You know, if I told you what I was making, you'd probably laugh at me. So I'm fighting an uphill battle. And in the nick of time, when I needed it the most, you know, I was able to, you know, get on the podium and run fast times and show what I'm made of. So it was at the end of my contract. So, you know, it's time to get paid.
You hear how this man's talking? This man's talking with no care in the world, no stress.
You know the check is fat.
I mean, y'all stay out that man's pocket.
Now you got that fat check tone of voice, yo. You can just hear it. Boy,
I mean, I'll say I'm very happy right now.
Oh, like, I know.
Listen, I will give a fat shout out to Fred. We actually, you know, behind closed doors, we kind of worked on this together. he kind of showed me, you know, I would quote unquote the ropes. You know, he's been through this before, so we've had some private conversations in which, you know, I knew exactly what to ask for and, you know, how to get, you know, what I wanted, which was luckily for us, it all felt like it was all perfect. They had to sign or let Marcel go. His date was before mine. Fred's date was before mine. So all I had to do was play the waiting game. Like I said, chopping it up with Fred, we figuring it out. And he's like, okay, well, I knew he was signed like 2 weeks before this decision was made, or 2 weeks before it came out. So I was just waiting.
You realize what you did there, though. You guys made like a baby union. It's small scale, but just think about it. Y'all got to start banding together to kind of navigate through this shit, which is what you did.
Yeah, I think that's dope, dog.
Because hell yeah.
When me and you asked, we was dope. It was like a secret. You just didn't talk about it.
No.
So the fact that him and Fred spoke, dude, that's dope. That's why I'm over here like that.
Yeah, no, listen, it changed everything drastically because, you know, most people, especially in my situation, you know, making what I'm making, just want to get some money. But if I would have, you know, trumped at the bit or did this early, you know, I wouldn't have got the contract that I got. So they did send one, and we didn't really like it. So we was like, oh, nah, we cool. It was a lot of, you know, back and forth. But at the end of the day, you know, we just stayed patient and got it done. And, I mean, I'm happy. So I ain't got nothing to complain about.
All right, now, don't get lackadaisical on us now. You got to stay hungry.
That's the concern. You were obviously very hungry last year. Now you got a full plate. You got a buffet. How do you stay hungry in a buffet?
I mean, I would say, I'll put it like this. Like I said earlier, when you look at the landscape of this sport, when you look at who's on top, it's the people that got the resources to stay on top. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the people that got the resources to see certain doctors and, you know, make sure that body right. That shit costs. Look at a collegiate national championship. Your winner, she usually gets, you know, the high praise, the big money, the everything. Second through third, fourth, fifth, whoever they sign, them people ain't really making no money like that. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it harder for you as the second, third, and fourth to get there. Because now, basically what you got to do now is for the next 2-3 years, you got to figure out a way to stay healthy, run fast, get on the podium. And then in the last year of your contract, you got to have one of those nice seasons. Because if you don't, then they're going to come back and say, I mean, 2 years ago, you know, you had a good season. But, you know, this year, you know, you didn't really show us nothing. We'll give you this much. And it's not what you want. So now for 2 more years, you're stuck in a bullshit deal trying to make your way back up. And you know, this shit is ever evolving, man. Mm-hmm. There's going to be somebody new. There's going to be some mishap. Like, it's always going to be something. So, you know, now I've put myself in a position where, like, I'm not out there because I have to be. I'm out there because I genuinely want to be. So now, you know what I'm saying? I can come and run with that calmness, with that ease. And now just focus on knowing that, like, okay, like, sometimes I get in a race, I was getting an appearance fee. So, and I got a roommate. You know what I'm saying? So all you guys I'm racing, they won before you got here. They got paid already. Their appearance fee was more than the prize money. They run because they want to be here. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to be here. They can miss out on this meet. They can miss out on the track meet or two. I couldn't do that. And so for me to miss some, you know, I missed 2 Diamond Leagues. I was hurt. I missed Prefontaine. I missed Birmingham. That shit hurt. I'm trying to text, like, damn. And I got a baby on the way. I'm sitting here like, damn, I need that. I need that in the worst way. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be scary. What's going to happen, man? A paid mob is going to be a dangerous mob. Tell you that.
Mm. I like that.
Getting appearance fees and you're in presidential suites. And you're flying first class, right?
They better put me in first class.
Oh, you changed, man. I don't even know this guy no more, yo. Don't shine too much, though, because we still need to back up our relay.
Don't worry about it. I got an answer, dude. Don't worry about answer and antics. No. Don't worry.
Shine, but don't shine.
Now, listen, I'll tell you this, dog. After the 100, the grass pulled me and Trey to the side, and he was like, man, listen, if it was going to be anybody, like, I'm glad it was y'all, too. So it's like, if it was anybody else, I would have been, like, 10 times more mad. But because, like, I knew everything he went through, it was like, damn, like, you got to tip your hat to a guy like that. And, you know what I'm saying? We always got next year. You see, last year, they got me on a Diamond League point. That ain't going to happen this year.
Oh, so you're taking this Diamond League season serious.
Yeah, I'm getting, so it's the first two is, like, you know, for the 100, so, and I know Paris is for the 100, too, so it depends on how everything lined up, you know, how I'm running, what the race is looking like, because, you know, we still got the gauntlet of USA, so I ain't trying to, you know, do too much, you know, before I go, so if everything, you know, lined up, I give me 2 wins back-to-back, and I can come back home.
America's got it rough. That sucks, man. No, I feel it for y'all, man. Real talk, be real. I've always felt it for y'all.
No, you don't.
All right, man. Marvin had to miss a couple of Diamond Leagues because of injury, but he was still ninth on the list. So they flew him in and had him warm up for the Diamond League final with a warm sweat on him. They said,
let me get the breakdown, right? So I warmed up, did everything I needed to do. They said, you have to go to the car room and check in anyway. So I go to the car room and check in anyway. I'm looking around, like I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, God, he missed. Reese Prescott hadn't come to the car room yet. So they was like, oh, you're in. Get him a bib. Get him everything. The lady walks around the corner to go get the bib and everything. Now they're about to take us to the second call room. I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. No bullshit. Lady comes around with the bib and Reese walks into behind her. And the call room, I was like, get the f*** out of here, bro.
No.
That's f***ed up.
Nah, bro.
So what'd you do? You just hung your head? What'd you do?
I stood there. I was like, you know what? And I'm going to watch the race because, you know, I'm hoping my training partner win. And then he win, but then I seen the time and I was like, I just walked out, went back to the hotel, bro. Shouts to Trey. You know, he still went out there and did what he had to do. I was just like, damn, like, never again probably with 995 win a Diamond League final.
Nope.
Well, look, it's impossible to dodge now. There's so many people running fast now that so many people want to end up in the Diamond League final. You can't. There's going to be someone there all the time, dog.
Oh, every time, yeah. You're going to run into somebody somewhere. Continental Tours, small meets, Chitlin Circuit. Like, all of us is within, like, you know, there's supposed to be.
I used to hide on Chitlin Circuit. That was my thing. That guaranteed appearance fee? What?
That was different back in the day for us, Doc, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can rack up on the Chitlin Circuit, boy.
What?
No, nowadays, man, it ain't, you know, everybody's so fast. Like, you gonna run into somebody you don't know, but you gonna see him.
Damn.
You won't know until you get to the warm bear.
Damn.
Think about got an easy one. But think about when you look at, I mean, I could give you a list of names. Like, there's only 8 lanes, 9 lanes at some of these track meets, bro. Like, it's a lot of people, like, not getting lane. Who's not getting in is gonna be, like, the question. Like, you got the medalists, right?
Yeah.
You think they turned down Noah from a lane? Like, come on now. Noah, Michael Norman, they say golden child. Omiyala, Marcel, Dre, the Jamaicans, the Brit. Like, you still.
It's going to be a crazy year, Doc. You know what they may have to do as well? They may have to start having 2 rounds at most of these Diamond Leagues, yeah?
Well, that is possible, though. Like, if you still trying to include all of those names, you're talking about a whole lot of money in appearance fee just for the 100. Ah, so.
And you're paying for some people that aren't going to make the final. Oh, they appeared though, Doc. What you think about Omanyala's 981? You heard it got taken back, huh?
They took it back. How can they take it back?
Well, apparently it was a -4.8 wind.
So you broke the world record, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I did the wind calculation earlier. According to the wind calculation, it would have been a 9.49 seconds. 9.81 into a -4.8 would equal a 9.49. And in his interview, he sounded pretty confident that, oh, it's just a matter of time. I'm not worried about this non-ratification. I'll just do it later.
I mean, that's what he's going to have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's notorious for doing this, you know, every year. Like, he comes out, you know, they come out, run fast, and it's the same thing. So he's just going to have to show us. That's what it is.
He's show you, huh?
Not just show me. You got to show me what matters the most.